Good morning, or good afternoon, whenever you are hearing this, guys. This is Sarandino from Sarandino's True Talk. Today is the episode that everyone has been asking for. I am definitely going to split this episode up. It's just too much information to split amongst one single episode. So, let's get right into it. This is going to be the episode of how the body functions, and we're going to cover a little bit about nutrition. All right, guys. So, let's start off by first stating that I am in no way, shape, or form a medical professional or an expert on these topics. I still, to this day, struggle with nutrition, and I still, to this day, have a problem balancing my diet correctly. So what I'm going to do is just pretty much talk about the topics that I think the majority of people struggle with, and I'm also going to explain some of the things that I've done in my life to help me and assist me in solving this riddle that we call the body. So everybody's body is different, right? And everybody's diet is different. So I'm not here to sway you in one direction or the other. And I'm not here to harp on any specific processes. However, I am going to talk about what's worked for me. And I'm also going to give you some key points. But I would hope that after this episode, you would take your time to research what you are struggling with specifically and work on that. All right, because research is key here. No one's going to take care of your body better than yourself. Okay, you're going to, if you learn the balancing act of the body, you will definitely benefit from it. It's just knowing how to kind of steer yourself in the right direction. So I'm going to start off with a couple of things. I'm not going to go way into detail. I got to do kind of an overview, but it's just simply a lot of information to go over, so bear with me. I think there's more than three, but let's use these three first. The liver, the kidneys, and the pancreas, okay? The liver, the kidneys, and the pancreas. If you don't know how they function or what they do, I suggest you do some research. But I'm going to be as precise and as quickly as I can. The liver itself, it's one of its many main functions is to filter our blood, not only coming from our heart and also coming from our intestines. Okay, so it filters bloods in both directions. So after the food is processed, it takes all the nutrients it needs along with sugars that are in the bloodstream and puts it back into the liver, and then the liver decides to do two things. Either I push it out to the parts of the body that needs it, or I store it for later use. Okay. Now, what I'm going to say about this is that this topic goes hand in hand with hormones, and I think I'm going to go over hormones in a second episode to this one, just because it's such a vast topic and I can speak about it for hours probably, but we're not going to go there. But let's just say right now, for all intents and purposes, the hormones give instructions to the organs. Okay, consider it a post office, right? And the post office has to send letters out. And then once those letters go out, that person gets the instructions or whatever that letter entails. And that's the same thing that that all hormones have in common. They're a set of instructions to a specific part of the body to create some function, whether it be store sugar, give me more sugar, or provide a different effect in the body. So, I think the reason I want to start with the liver, the pancreas, and the kidneys is because I think people's biggest problem with nutrition and how the body functions is dieting. I think everybody has a different perspective. There's so many diets, you know, do I eat organic? Do I eat, you know, a high fat diet and go into keto? Do I eat, you know, a moderate carb diet and a balanced, you know, a balanced carb, fat, and protein diet, which are your macronutrients, okay? And I think that within the macronutrients, if you don't know what they are, there are specifically three, right? You got carbs, you got proteins, and you got fats. And you have good fats, and you have bad fats, okay? You know that the one thing I would say about fats, saturated, right? Saturated and trans fats are the fats that, cause heart disease. But what I would say is stay away from trans fats for sure. Stay away from trans fats if you can. If you don't have to, then remove that. And this is usually in your baked goods and chips and anything that's really processed more than likely will have trans fat. Now, I'm sorry I'm jumping around, but it's just such a big topic. So people all want to really lose weight and they want to figure this out. If you're eating processed foods, then you already know the reason why you're not losing weight. And I think people eat processed foods for two reasons. Number one, for convenience, because they simply just don't want to prep and they don't want to cook. And I could honestly say that cooking is really a dying art out there. And number two, eating organic is fucking expensive, guys. I understand, man. I attempt to eat organic as best as I can. The problem is that there's just, depending on where you are geographically, if you don't have a location that really has natural foods, it's very difficult at times, to find organic foods. So some of the things that I've done that have helped me is I started gardening with my wife, probably about 3 years ago now. And we try to supplement the vegetables, at least the vegetables that we eat the most of. So lettuce, spinach, any roots, potatoes. And then what you kind of do is got to learn about it. So now potatoes and obviously rice are two big starches. I tend to stay away from starches as much as I can. If you are going to have starches, I recommend number one culprit is bread. I recommend you buy no processed doughs. Make your own doughs. It takes time. Yeah, it's like 4 hours of prep work, but it's going to benefit you in the long run. It's a little bit better for you to create your own bread and make it by hand. And you're going to see the difference. And not only are you going to see the difference, but you can freeze the bread and then you can save it for a couple of days. And it's not going to go as bad as quickly. Especially if you make it yourself. So, trying to remove processed foods, number one. And then it's like, okay, well, I'm on an organic diet, but I'm still having a weight issue. What do I do now? Well, now we need to start looking at your body. And this is where these three organs come into play. So, your liver is crucial. I think the liver is the main organ that kind of controls this. And it's very true that as soon as I started doing a lot more research on the liver itself, it's kind of what opened me up to doing research on other parts of the body. Not only that, but a lot of people drink alcohol And if they drink alcohol, they're beating the hell out of their liver, but they never think about like them. Number one, the liver can rebuild itself. And number two, there is a process for you to keep a healthy liver. And that's simply by either, you know, ingesting some milk thistle. And there's also a couple of organic products out there that you can take that will help you kind of cleanse your liver out. And there's different ways to cleanse your body. I mean, there's 101, but this is just one of the ones. And I suggest that if you haven't done so already, start with your liver, all right? And then let's see what happens from there. Let's see if you see a decrease in inflammation. You know, you may have multiple symptoms. And then most people are on prescribed medications. This is also another thing. I'm going to kind of go into prescribed medications a little bit in the hormone episode because I think a lot of people don't really see the effects of pharmaceutical pills and antibiotics. And this goes back to, you know, what we ingest, right? So a lot of people debate that fiber should be considered a macronutrient. I'm not going to argue. We know for a fact it's not a macronutrient because there's no physical gain your body gets from the fiber itself, with the exception of the gut. So the gut, however, does need fibers, because what happens is the gut receives those fibers and it pretty much drops these enzymes and bacteria in our inner lining in our gut to help not only break down foods, but it also has almost a probiotic effect to the body, okay? And for those who don't know about probiotics, it's very similar. It's just balancing your digestive system's good enzymes and trying to control a natural habitat. Well, what a lot of people don't know, to include me, because I've made the mistake before, was that if you take a prescription medicine that is amoxicillin, let's just say amoxicillin, it kills all the bacteria in your gut. So you could have been working amazingly and doing all this stuff with your probiotics and like, oh man, I'm doing so good. And you decided to take a amoxicillin because you got an infection. And here we are back on day one. So I suggest, and I'm already running out of time. This is insane. So I'm going to say another thing that you can do is get some muscle testing done. If you haven't done it before, and if you don't know what it is, just look it up. It's kind of crazy. I didn't believe in it for a long time, but I've looked into a lot of Eastern medicine, and I think muscle testing is one of those keys to understanding which organs need your help. And when you do this, it's pretty much going to, that doctor will more than likely recommend a series of pills to get your digestive enzymes back on track. But you have a very specific diet to follow, which usually is keto, which is high in fat and low in carbs. And the reason why is because what you're trying to do is trick the body from using the sugar that it has to using its fat to feed it. So it's using its fat storage to feed the body instead of using its sugar storage. So your sugar is ultimately purged from your system slowly. It's not a fast process at all. Keto is not for everybody. I know it's not, and it's something that I've been practicing for a while, so I suggest you look into it. So here we go. I mean, this is going to be episode one. I think I'm going to break this down into about three episodes. So stay tuned for episode two and three. We're going to continue this chat. And once again, if you like this information, let's go ahead and like, subscribe, and share, and give this information to people you think may benefit from it. All right. I love you guys. Episode two of this series will be coming out shortly. And then episode three will be the hormones. Thank you guys for your time. Have a good day.